CliffCentral.com.
So there's a new movie out by the same people who produced Happiness is a Four-Letter Word. And that's one of South Africa's most successful films of all time. So this is cool. This is about a two-sided family comedy directed and co-written by Durban filmmaker Jayan Moodley, who did White Gold. And it's produced by Helena Spring and the late Junaid Ahmed, who sadly passed away in November of last year, co-written by Rory Booth. But it's the story of two families in Chatsworth called Keeping Up with the Kandasamis. And we've actually had two of the cast members here with us this morning. How nice to meet you guys. Very, very much welcome to both of you.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having us, Scott.
All right. Well, what a pleasure. And let's give you the proper introduction. People get very upset when I don't make enough of a fuss about them. So here it is. Special. You feel special now?
I feel so special.
All right, good. So first of all, I just love the fact that there's finally a movie about the Indians in South Africa, even if it's only one part of the Indian community. You know, it's such a fascinating and diverse community in SA. You got, you know, Joburg Indians who talk a certain way about Durban Indians. You've got people in Chatsworth. You've got people in Tongaat. You've got people in Johannesburg. You've got people in Cape Town. It's a very, very interesting. People who speak Hindi, people who speak Gujarati, people who speak Tamil. But it's not one thing. But how many movies are there about Indian South Africans?
Well, that's the thing. You know, one of the most important things for this movie was for us to keep it as universal for the Indian community as possible. And in that way, also making sure that every Durbanite or Johannesburg or Cape Townian person can watch it and enjoy it. You know, as I said, it's such a diverse lot of people. So I think that was the biggest or a really big thing that we tried to incorporate in the production.
Madhusan Singh and Meshni Naika are the two members of the cast of this movie. I think this is very clever because we know how well Bollywood movies do in South Africa. So you would think people would respond in a similar vein to movies about them instead of movies about people in India.
Mm. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, and keeping with that trend of you know, celebrations and culture and food, which is such a big part of our movie.
Mm-hmm. And music.
And music, of course. So, you know, we try to incorporate all those wonderful things that we get to see in other movies, but not in South African productions. I mean, you know, in a South African movie, we want to see a family having a great time, celebrations, love. You know, like the character that I play and the female lead, we have this beautiful love story. And then we have our mothers and our overbearing mothers that, you know, trying to get involved in our love lives, which every kid can, you know, relate to. That,
by the way, that's not even just an Indian thing.
So, yeah, that's the thing. Like, you know, we wanted people to understand, you know, fully. I mean, let's celebrate who we are. Let's celebrate South African cinema. You know, one of the highlights in the movie is this wonderful sequence that we put together. Mm-hmm. I mean, you mentioned Bollywood. Now, why not have it in a South African movie?
Sure, have a dance sequence.
Have a dance sequence. Mm-hmm. Have a family celebration, a jol.
But,
you know?
But you're not a full-time actor. I mean, you have a degree in human resource management and that kind of thing. So you have a day job. And for you, this was like a side project.
See, the thing is, I stumbled into acting. It was
How did that happen?
Actually, when I was about 16, I did a stage production. Again, I stumbled into it. And I actually worked alongside Maheshni when I was 16. And then when I got to 19, I opened the paper one morning and I saw an audition happening. So I'm like, okay, let's go for it for fun. And that's when I did White Gold. And that was another amazing experience because we got to film in India and South Africa. And it was the first time we brought the story of 150 years of Indian indentures coming to South Africa and the slavery and, you know, the redemption and how people, you know, persevered. We also highlighted about the schooling system with Indian people at that time. So I just basically progressed to the point of actually getting to this role.
Mashni, what about you? What's your background in all of this? You're an experienced person when it comes to the arts world.
Well, I do a bit of everything. So
you have to install that.
Yeah, you have to. So theater actress, a little bit of radio, radio drama, and my passion of film. So this is my 9th movie.
Wow.
I've done other local Indian movies and one international one. And but this was the biggest one filmed in Chatsworth and proudly Chatsworth, Durban.
Now, Chatsworth is an amazing place because it's probably in terms of just sheer size, it's probably the biggest Indian community in South Africa.
That's right, yeah. Mm.
So there's obviously a lot of there's a lot of color and a lot of action and
vibrancy.
A lot of love and a lot of excitement and a lot of craziness that goes on there, right?
Yes.
No, absolutely.
Did either of you grow up there?
Yes.
We both actually.
Both grew up there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Still there.
And again, like such a huge amount of diversity, even in a community that's supposedly that kind of uniform in some people's minds.
Mm. Absolutely. I remember when we were on set, so, you know, you've got this crew of about 40 or 50 people that have never set foot in Chatsworth. And then suddenly, you know, they're on the road telling people, please don't, you know, be here, be quiet. And everyone's just looking at them like, are you insane?
Yeah.
You're like, what?
You're this just is invading our space.
But it was a lot of fun. And you know, the local people, wherever we shot, whether it was Unit 3, Unit 5, Unit 7, everything's broken up into units in Chatsworth. So it was a lot of fun because they came out and they gave us so much of support. I mean, you can imagine being on set at like 2 a.m. and your DOP, you know, shouting, cut, retake, you know, set up again.
And you're right between people's houses.
Exactly. Yes. We're actually in somebody's house shooting.
Or on the road
yeah, shooting and shouting at like odd hours of the morning.
But no one was sleeping.
Everybody was
on the road watching.
Watching. They came
every
in there.
Minute.
Blankets and chairs and, you know, set it out.
I don't think
out.
Anybody went to work as well. They were still standing there at 8 a.m. when we were like,
it was fantastic. It was amazing.
So is it mostly a love story? I mean, what's the gist
of
this?
The premise
like Romeo
is,
and Juliet from
it's like an Indian version of Romeo and Juliet where there's this young couple, campus students, mm-hmm. who fall in love. And it's really nice. The only problem is their mothers hate each other. Now, let me put this in perspective, Gareth.
When I say Hughes and Capulets.
When I say hate each other, I mean they are literally at war. Everything about each other just pisses them off. They just want to fight. They just want to argue. They just want to insult each other. And so they have to keep this romance a secret. And then their parents find out about it in the worst way possible, you know. And so they hatch this very devious plan to now get the kids away from each other. And all the pandemonium and all of the... Throw in the mix, we've got this amazing granny played by Mariam Bassa, who's very witty. She gives her one-liners. You know, she pretends like, you know, she doesn't know what's going on, but she knows. She knows what's going on.
Typical mother.
Typical mother. And then we've got our dads who are thrown in the mix, and they are these really cool guys played by theater greats Rajesh Gopi and Kubeshan.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm. So Rajesh actually plays my dad. And, you know, it was such an amazing time learning so much from him on set. So we've got them in the mix as well. And then we've got, as you said, the people of Chatsworth. You know, we have these beautiful locations, lots of color, lots of people. And, you know, as I said, food plays an integral part. Mm-hmm. We've got music. We actually got Kyle and Sketchy Bongo who produced a song for the movie.
Mm.
We've also got the Parlatones who lent us one of their songs. So it's really awesome, yeah.
Huge, colorful display of mixing of everything.
Yeah.
So,
Mashni, what about your character?
I play Shanti Naidu, and Madhushan's my son in the movie, Prishen.
Right.
I'm one of those mothers that causes the drama. but I'm the special mom because when he goes to campus, he has this huge lunchbox filled with like 50 different things. I mean, he's got samosas, he's got curry, he's got rice, he's got roti, he's got sweet mix, he's got everything. And then obviously his girlfriend, Jodi, played by Mishka, and so they're the Kandasamis, and she brings a lettuce leaf and a pravita.
And a plain pravita.
Oh, so her mother is a bitch.
Yes,
yeah.
That's the one. Mm. The so, snooty, cold.
What's her story? Why do you hate each other?
Well, we live next door to each other, and they're the Kandasamis. Yes,
are they richer than you guys?
Yes, they drive the latest BMWs, and they wear all the smart clothing, and mm-hmm. she's a businesswoman, and Shanti owns her own salon, and she has rollers in her hair, and she's flamboyant and fun.
It's very contrasting.
And,
a bit of class warfare going on.
Something
here as well.
Like that. I mean,
definitely.
As you said, you know, you've got Jennifer, who's very chic.
Mm.
You know, gymming, yoga,
yes.
protein shakes.
So what are you trying to say about me?
No. You wonderful. Extravagant, large and beautiful.
This is your mother you're talking
about.
Yes. This is the best. I mean, I was spoiled rotten on set by the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they really took their characters very seriously. So at any given time, Maheshni would pull out a container. In fact, on the way to Johannesburg, there's a bag. And then she takes out like a serve of nuts, a bit of, you know, chips and chocolates. And she was just feeding us. She's a very beautiful
person. I mean, how much of this character is real to you? I mean, was your mother like this? Are you like this in real life?
Well, I have to say, I have a bit of Shanti in me. I don't have all the fridge magnets that she has, like
you know those fruit ones?
Yeah.
The fruit fridge magnets, yeah.
And plastic artificial flowers in my house.
Yeah.
I do like real roses though. So yeah, Shanti, I think the family orientation, that bubbly fun person is a bit of Maheshni as well. So I identified with playing Shanti, but I also have to put myself into her shoes, as in having the two kids and being that doting mother, which
sure.
Yeah,
that's
which
not
I'm not
your real life.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's not my real life.
But I'm curious too, like you guys are making a movie here about a community that hasn't really been, their story hasn't been told, or certainly this story in that setting hasn't yeah. been told. And I suppose you want to be careful while you want to take the fun parts of, you know, Chatsworth mm. and show them off in the movie. You also want to be careful not to make it some stereotypical
no, absolutely.
Kind of, this is your go-to Indian thing. You know, you mentioned the rotis and the curries.
Mm, yeah.
And well, that, yeah, in some ways, you don't want it to be caricature.
No, absolutely.
Because these are real characters.
You know, you hit the nail on the head. One of the biggest I guess the biggest line that we have to make sure we don't cross is to actually make it stupid, where people watch it and be like, ha ha ha, you know, this is what it is. So it, you know, when we actually did get to watch it at the premiere, we were pleasantly surprised, because at no given point do we laugh at accents. Do we mock people's, you know, nature and the characteristics? And we try to keep it as South African. As much as it's an Indian production,
sure.
we wanted to be as South African as possible. We wanted everybody in every community to relate to that one neighbor on the street that feeds everybody. Or that boy who is always, you know, he's telling his friends, no, come on, mom's got something. You know, you can just come and eat. Or the love story, which actually takes place at university. I mean, he plays a medical student and she's like an artsy student. So it was very nice. And we tried to keep that theme universal. That, you know, a universal love story where no matter where you are within the country, you can relate to it. Young love, or our overbearing mothers who are trying to, you know, separate us. So in saying that, it was written very cleverly.
Don't worry, it's early in the morning.
Yeah,
you will be forgiven. Maheshni, I'm quite interested in you've done lots of radio dramas on Lotus FM.
Yes.
So you've been a voiceover artist for those. How does it differ when you're acting with just voice, as opposed to acting on film?
I think film is very different in the platform of making it as real as possible.
Yeah.
There's, you know, you had to do your method acting and get into that space of that character. And I think our director, Jane Woodley, the pre-production and getting into rehearsals really helped us to get into that, because this movie is not just about comedy. It's about taking you on that roller coaster of emotion. So you laughed and you cried and you were angry. So someone that's watching, it's going to go through all those paces
yeah.
with you. So definitely you had to get into a mold of the character. And I think Shanti, for me, took me away from just being the normal comedy actress that I normally play. And radio drama is like, you have to make it over the top, because obviously
yeah,
it's creative,
the
mind,
right?
Yes,
yeah.
The overacting. So in film, it's to be as natural as possible, because obviously you can't do it over the top, because then you just look fake.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it sounds to me like it must have been really a fun time on the set.
Absolutely amazing.
But you quit teaching to go into acting and doing voiceovers and being in radio. And
no, I haven't quit completely. I still own my own drama school.
Oh,
so,
wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I still do
Where
the teaching.
It?
It's in Chatsworth.
Wow. Is there a lot of interest in people going into the arts, drama, acting, that kind of thing?
Well, I think a lot of parents are now wanting their kids to speak properly and to be articulate, and also to just build their confidence levels, because you know, a child going into school for the first year, the child doesn't know any friends. So getting into yeah. drama school is like basic things like social skills. Like how would you meet someone on the playground and introduce yourself? Or answer the telephone properly, telephonic manners, or basically like table etiquette, things like that.
This is amazing stuff to be able to teach. It's got nothing to do necessarily with drama.
Yes,
but,
no.
But I think many South Africans, black, white, Indian, we could all do well to learn these
things. Definitely.
Because those things matter when you go into the job market. They matter when you meet someone for the first time, if you're going on a date.
Absolutely, yeah.
This all that matters, right?
Yes. So I think my classes are building and molding that child from that level, because you get adults that cannot introduce themselves or even, basically interact in a crowd of people.
Yeah.
So I think starting at the ground root level and introducing to them it to them at 5 years old, it basically molds them to be a better individual.
Confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Definitely.
Well, listen, guys, it sounds like a really great movie. I would be fascinated. I'm going to go and see it. And when does it open up? 3rd of March?
3rd of March. That's right.
Yeah. Yes, right.
It sounds terrific. Keeping up with the Kandasamis, it promises audiences some really funny stuff, families, relationships, neighborhood envy.
it's the spiciest curry you could come and see on cinema.
And listen, congratulations to Mnet, the DTI, and NFVF, who have all contributed to making this, because it's hard to get money for movies.
Yes,
you know, one of the biggest challenges that the producers faced was actually selling the concept of this Indian story within the South African cinematic space. Because as you said, earlier on, this is actually the first proper South African Indian production that's come onto the market. And so it was such a tricky thing, because we couldn't cross certain lines, and at the same time we didn't want to mess this up, because it's such a huge thing. Going forward, if this does really well, then naturally more productions can follow in suit.
So if you don't go and support this, and local cinema keeps on going backwards or dying or not necessarily working out as well as we'd like it to, it's your fault.
Absolutely.
Just saying, all right?
Yeah.
This is terrific. Thank you so much for coming to see us.
Thanks for having us, Jared.
Naika and Madhushan Singh. It's a pleasure to meet you guys.
I'll see you on
the film.
Yes.
3rd of March. Make sure you get to it. It's being distributed across the country by Ster-Kinekor. And if you need to find out more, you can probably find it on their website. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Keeping Up with the Kandasamis. All right. What a pleasure. It's nice to see you guys. CliffCentral.com.